Blog Talk Radio.
Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, and feel free to call in 714-409-0614 because today is Sports Friday edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and it's all about sports. So let's talk NBA Finals, U.S. Open, boxing, etc. Feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. Okay, and the chat room is also open. If you have a Blog Talk Radio listener profile account, feel free to access the chat room. Okay, well, thank you, and congrats to the Miami Heat. It's now 1-1. If you didn't know, the Heat won 100-96, and I watched the entire game, And it was amazing from beginning, especially to the end. Okay? Well, thank you, and, you know, call in.
As a young boy, afraid of your shadow, always caught up in the battles and the fighting wars. His only example was a hard man, a tough man. He was troubled, beat his mother, he didn't understand. He packed up in the window, met a girl not before long. Great legs to figure out why you make me bend. does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
So thank you so, so, so much. I mean, I pray for every last one of you, and I know you do the same, regardless of our religious beliefs. We know, we take our prayers and pray for one another, so that's what's important. So thank you. But we're talking sports. Congrats to Miami. And it was pretty wild. Like, Thunder was going to surprise Miami for a minute right at the end, right when it was like 50 seconds left. And then also, I hear Tiger Woods had an amazing day yesterday also. So I've been tweeting and sharing information on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and everywhere. So you all check it out. So those of you that know, Miami won 196. The next game will be played on Sunday. This is really getting good and really getting interesting. Before we get started, I want to wish my friends in Big D and all Geminis a happy birthday. But I say this because I'm shouting out one of my favorite Facebook BFFs, and that is Deshaun Brown. And Deshaun is well known for her catering business. And tonight, this Friday, at the On Allure, join Deshaun Celebrity Catering with CKB Entertainment, ATF. I can't wait till I get to Big D so we could be having Deshaun Celebrity Catering with Culture Shock Entertainment also, along with CKB Entertainment. But tonight, join Deshaun, because her birthday was the other day, and also they're celebrating Gemini. They've been celebrating all week. This morning, she's putting on kind of parties from her event from last night. But join Deshaun Celebrity Catering with CKB Entertainment, ATF, and Campus Kings to celebrate my Gemini explosion at the all-new Allure. That's for those of you that are visiting Dallas or live in Dallas. The new and exclusive wing flavors will be introduced. And visit her website at deshaunscatering.com. Okay, it's going to be introduced to the CKB Entertainment family. So she's stressing that if you're in town and you plan on coming to this event, to please get there early if you want to put your hands on those exclusive wing flavors. Okay, visit deshaunscatering.com. That's deshaunscatering.com. She's been amazing, amazing. She's literally one of my favorite, best Facebook friends, and she's talking about coming to Jackson. Taking me forever to get to Big D. She's talking about coming to Jackson to celebrate her birthday, and it's gonna be a cool night because Deshaun's there. Birthday for Ricky G, Ty Jones, and DJ Go Hard. So check them out. The address is 2224 Am Street, and that's in downtown Dallas, and it's a free buffet courtesy of Deshaun's Catering. So you all go by and tell Deshaun that I sent you the host of friends and relatives that I have in Big D. So, you know what, free buffet. I know Reg Ruffneck going to check it out. Reg, go check it out and give her a big hug for me, okay? So let's talk some more. The NW, I also have posted the NWBA schedule on my Facebook page and on Twitter and so on. So you all can check that out also. Visit the website at WNBA.com to get the full schedule. But on June the 23rd, it would be Chicago versus Minnesota at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ESPN. And then it's going to be Los Angeles at Phoenix on June 23rd at 9 p.m. And then the next scheduled date, I think, will be on the 26th. I think Seattle, but I just wanted to give you those first two game schedules for the June 23rd. And you can visit the website at WNBA. That's a women, NBA. And also for all the up-to-date news, I'm addicted to Golf Channel and Golf Channel website, but also for really up-to-date news, visit USOpen.com regarding everything that's going on with the U.S. Open. So word has it that Tiger is doing pretty good, and Bubba and Phil Mickelson are, they're stumbling a little bit, but they're doing that thing. You know how it is. to be doing, have a good day one day and a not so good the next. But I would like to know how's that 14-year-old doing? I forget his name, but feel free to call in. We have 10 more minutes of live streaming, and just might extend the show a little longer to talk more. But also, more NBA news. The NBA Social Media Awards will be scheduled for June the 20th at 9 p.m. on NBA TV. And also, let's see, more news that I received from my NBA Daily. And that is that the NBA Finals begin with the highest rated game, number one, on ABC. I mean, it was the highest rated, the game that was held on Tuesday. It was the highest rated game one on ABC ever. And this is from the Associated Press in Oklahoma City, from the NBA Daily's newsletter. And it reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder's victory over Miami in the opener of the NBA Finals drew the highest overnight rating ever for game one on ABC. The game drew 11.8 rating, according to the Nielsen, an increase of 10% from the 10.7 for the Heat's game one victory over Dallas last year. Shout out to Dallas Mavericks. I love you all. Shout out to the Hornets and the whole in NBA. The previous game one record for ABC was in 04 and 11.6 for the opener of Detroit's victory over the Lakers. So that was the last time, that was the record. ESPN said on Wednesday that the game generated a 44.3 rating in Oklahoma City, the highest for an NBA game in that market. Ratings represent the percentage of all homes with televisions tuned into a program. That's how ratings are figured out. So overnight ratings measure the country's largest market. So that is something of game one of broke a record. So that's pretty amazing. Also, and a shout out to Michael H. Scott, who I have been chatting with this morning. He is a fellow blogtalkradio.com host also. He hosts his blog talk radio show. It's PCP Network. And he and I, we didn't meet via blog talk radio. We are fellow SEA members. He and I both are members of Sports Executives Association, which is headed by one of my favorite people, Inspirations, and it's Lewis House and Trevor Turnbull. And if you're interested, I mean, visit sportsnetworker.com. Just Google. Follow. I always tell you, you should definitely be networking with Lewis House. He's amazing, and not just in sports, but just in life, general business and networking, and how to maintain a well balanced personal and professional life. But Lewis House is the creator of SEA, and he and Trevor Turnbull do a great job along with their staffers and us, the members of the association. So check out SEA Association, and check out sportsnetworker.com also. But I just want to shout out Michael H. Scott. I had invited him to call in if he felt like calling in. He had asked me when the time was the show, Aaron, and I said, hey, Aaron, in an hour or two, and you feel free to call in. But definitely, if you want to know about other shows to tune into, check out PCP Network, and he talks a lot about parents and sports and parents and kids, and just an amazing guy. I posted his information and tweeted it also, so you all check him out. Awesome guy, and shout out to all fellow Sports Executive Association members, and also NAF. I'm a member of the National Association of Female Executives and Entrepreneurs also, so shout out to the ladies with NAF also. But let's talk some more. I want to I shouted out my friends who are partying in downtown Dallas tonight, but also I told the young ladies who I promoted yesterday their event, Go Diva Charity Function. Remember, you can check out the Go Diva Charity event that is scheduled for June the 16th at 8 o'clock at Highland Village Shopping Center, located on I-55 at East Northside Drive here in Jackson. You can check out that event. Miss Mississippi 2012 will be there. Hope Campbell, and the proceeds will benefit the American Cancer Society. Nat Cove Fashion Apparel Company, which was created in 2005, will be presenting their new line. And so those of you that like to be in and know of what's new in fashion and definitely like to do your part when it comes to important causes, you definitely do not want to miss this event. So I had talked with one of the ladies via Facebook, Giovanni Johnson, who was scheduled to appear yesterday along with April Sade, and she was talking about how busy they have been in preparation for the event. So you all can tweet Max Cove at Max Cove. You can visit Highland Village, MS.com's website. I love that shopping center. I've always wanted to open a boutique salon there. And also I want to shout out Black Access Grant. And also, remember, they have a VIP Business Network event that is scheduled for August 18th. And to rent a booth, it's only $25. But if you sell 10 tickets, you'll get your vendor booth for free. And I'm going to reserve my booth. And that's one way to get me to Dallas. I have a lot of things I need to do in Dallas. The VIP Business Networking event. Do you want to be a part of it? And just sign up. Hold your space for only $25. And vendor speakers, you can give a presentation. It's going to be a blast. Pre-sale tickets are $10. RSVP them now. Red Tag offers end soon on July 1st. Enjoy the sounds of live entertainment, a catered buffet, seminar speakers, network with others, and a VIP black carpet presentation. A full day and evening of excitement. And this event is not starting too early and it's not ending too late. I'm sure there will be after parties. But the date is August 18th, a week after my birthday. And the time is 10 a.m. to 6, and the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. The address is 6055 LBJ Freeway, Dallas, Texas, 75240. And also, you can email Black Access Granite at blackaccessgranite@gmail.com, and the business line is 214-742-9372. Black Access Granite, for those that want to know what is Black Access Granite, it is a marketing company, and they specialize in marketing, advertising, promoting, branding, PR consulting, and management. Major events, parties such as red, black, white carpet events, community events, club events, Grammy and award-winning events, gala events, and anything media. And definitely if you want to upgrade your Facebook marketing, they're definitely the company to contact. And if you're wondering about the ticket locations for the event that's scheduled for here at Highland Village, the Godiva event, you can visit the Shoe Bar Pieces at 425 Mitchell Avenue in the Fondren area, Buffalo Peak Outfitters in Highland Village, Byron Banner, 5632 Terry Road in Byron, Mississippi. And also you can call 601-291-9946. And they're saying raising awareness through fashion helps build character one step at a time. And the grand event has been by the House of Panache. And again, special guest appearance by Miss Mississippi USA 2012. And remember, this is an event for American Cancer Society. So I told him I would mention it, and I keep in my word. And I want to remind you to tune in to the show tomorrow, because another fellow Blog Talk Radio host will be guest tomorrow. And that I am talking about, I'm surrounded by. That is True God Immortal. He will be the guest tomorrow. He is a host of Wrestling Heads here on blogtalkradio.com. And check out his videos and his music before the interview tomorrow. And that is at True God Tube TV, TrueGod, Tube, TUBE TV. And also his blog site is True God, TrueGodImmortal.blogspot.com. So he will be my guest tomorrow, and then he'll be talking about past, present projects, and also the release of his new album, DOA, which is dropping on July 7th. And he's just amazing. And so you will be hearing tomorrow morning when the show comes on. The live streaming is stopping, but I'm going to talk a little bit about other news that's been happening. And what's up, it's TGIF. What is going on with Chris Brown and Drake? What happened with this? I've been hearing different stories, and I've posted some reports that I've been getting. So that's all. I just want to bring out that. And also the Kanye host Twitter picture of the host picture of Kanye and Kim. So I'm like, wow, that's like different stuff. I'm just saying what happened. This is some something. And Oprah talked to the whole family. I think that's amazing. So I'm on Facebook, so I'm just seeing what some of you all are saying on Facebook. But I'm in the chat room. Thank you for those that joined me in the chat room. And I guess I will conclude the show and play Prince again. And I thank you for tuning in. There's more to talk about, but I don't like to get started and then we end abruptly in the middle of a particular topic. So I'm doing a run through right quick, checking out some information. But probably soon we will expand the show and upgrade it to a 2-hour format. Now, on Monday, the topic will be Walk Off Weight. Again, the review of the book that's written by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stanton. I want to shout out the Mork community, Avon Brand. I am a Mork rep, a Mork girl. There are Mork guys out there. We had an amazing webcast last night. Shout out to my Mork mentor and my regional sales manager, Mandy Smith and Kella Gaynor, and also the executives at home office in New York City, and also those that are in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shout out to those of you. We have amazing things going on, promos, and you can visit My Mork Boutique at mymorkstore.com/Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y. Y Williams, WILLAMS. And on Monday, we'll also talk about more products, also new items and promos that we have going on. And I want to wish all you guys and some women who play both roles of mother and father a happy, happy, happy Father's Day. I have a show scheduled for Sunday. Also, I plan to do a spree cast. It's spreecast.com. My channel is Bethany C. Williams. Lewis House turned me on to Spreecast, but a lot of people are spreecasting. You all should check it out if you have not checked out Spreecast. So, you know, I love Pinterest. What are some of your favorite social networking sites? Because, you know, like right now, I'm loving Pinterest. When I was first introduced to it in January by one of my Facebook friends, I was like, what is this? And then when Lewis Howes did his book release party on Spreecast, I was like, okay, this is cool. And, you know, Spreecast was just created, like, and introduced to the public, like, in the fall. But it's really catching on. I know Ice-T's wife, Coco, she has a Spreecast channel. I know, I think she debuted hers, like, maybe a month and a half ago. But it's been some time since I've produced a Spreecast event. So I think I've scheduled one for Sunday. I think I'll go ahead and do it. But also I want to shout out SmartPeople.com, my coach Christy Smith. SmartPeople, I've been a part of that website since last year. And I've always loved their information and so on. But their support system is amazing. So I had just joined those Spark People Live, and they have some wonderful classes, online classes, where, you know, webcam and everything with your coaches. Last night I attended a class hosted by a dietitian named Becky, and the topic was all about, now this is Sports Friday, but health and fitness is all about sports, so I'm talking about this. And so the topic was about organizing one's kitchen and using different appliances properly, like, for example, if you own bread makers or George Foreman grills, and how to, like, organize your utensils properly and throwing out old spices that you don't need and replacing them and buying them with new spices. It was a pretty fun class, and after that had another class. I was in online meetings, like back-to-back, starting with Marker webcast, then this tardy for the meeting with the dietitian, and then had the regular meeting with Coach Christie. Coach Christie has lost 120 pounds since January of 2010. Now, I need to lose 40-ish pounds. And I went to get on my scale this morning, and I need to replace a battery. I haven't been on the scale in like 3 weeks. And I went to stand on my scale this morning, and nothing came up, and I checked, and I need to replace my battery. So, duh. But, yeah. But thank you again for tuning in. I'm sipping my green hot tea. Just feeling, I'm chilling, enjoying broadcasting the show, and just really loving and appreciating the love that you all share and generate. And I'm loving how the feedback that you share and the constructive criticism, because you know the show is in developmental stages, but you are definitely amazing with it. And you know, I'm always looking at ways of how to improve it, but at the same time, keep it real and keep it natural. You know, be professional, but still be fun, you know. And so that's really important. And just, you know, I do my best to be myself in a professional way, and then I welcome you to interact with me. If you don't, call in the chat room, email me, chat with me, message with me, and I thank you for that, for sharing your life and your ideas with me, and I hope that you feel the same, appreciate me also. So I just want to shout out all you dads out there, and then also I have a lot of friends out there that are not like dads biologically, but they inspire others, and they're like father figures to others. I want to shout you guys out also. You know, those of you that care about the young people and care about your community, not only the young people, but you just care about people, period. I want to shout you guys out and wish you a happy, happy Father's Day also. Because I have friends who they don't have their own kids, but they are just amazing when it comes to dealing with the community and dealing with young people and dealing with kids and really caring about what's going on. So I just want to shout you guys out, okay? And thank you. So thank you, David Harrison Levy. Thank you, Louis Howes, for being an inspiration. Thank you to my attorney Jay Lucas and Big D. Thank you for being so supportive in there for me. Thank you to Moses Brewer, a longtime friend of mine with Coors Brewing Company. He and his wife, Gwen. Thank you to L.B. Shure. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, L.B. Shure. Thank you to a lot of friends, my neighbors. My neighbors probably don't want me calling their names out. Shout out to my neighbors who are amazing. And just shout out to everyone that I network with and come in contact with. Even there are people that you don't know, but you observe them. And you see how they interact with others and how they show that they care. You also see the other side of people, too, how some people seem not to care. But I'm talking about those that do care. But I want to mention some crazy stuff that's been happening here in Jackson, but I won't mention it. It messes up the flow of things, but it's some crazy stuff been happening, like crazy crime in my neighborhood here in Jackson. But I won't get started. But I just want to thank you for your support, and I look forward to you all calling and being such a special guest and special host and also advertising with blogtalkradio.com and with Cut the Shark and the Sam Reports, okay? Thank you, and until next time, the weekend edition of Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. Remember, True God Immortal will be the guest, and it will be rated a mature show because he doesn't have any songs that are clean. He's very positive and very conscious, but his lyrics are very real and mature. So I'm just letting you all know ahead of time. Okay? So thank you, and God bless. Much love. Hugs and kisses.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me better. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in a water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before she starts? Do not compute, yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It do not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that just has been the sweetest girl I've had. Something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this. Thank you.